72 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check on the commodity markets on this Wednesday. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like trade's mixed as midweek. We look to find a little bit of feed for the bull. The dollar trade recovering from yesterday slipped to new lows for the move, currently posting an inside day up, and technically it looks like the short-term path of least resistance is higher. Open interest numbers from yesterday's trade showed a decrease of almost 24,000 contracts in corn. Pretty sure funds are trimming their sizable short position. This in the wake of Friday's commitment to traders report that showed the funds had increased their short position by 13,500 contracts and left them short about 154,000. A 16,441 decrease in soybeans yesterday, mixed impressions as the negative close deflects the ideas that short covering may have taken place. Soybean option open interest was up, but not enough to clarify things. Wheat open interest dropped about 17,000 contracts, which makes it pretty clear that funds are in the process of another short covering effort. On that note, the firming dollar may cap this recovery effort. The USDA did not announce any sales on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. Currently, we're looking at prices. May corn has now slipped into negative territory by a quarter of a cent at 364¾. July corn up a quarter at 372, and new crop December 389 flat on the day. May beans down 3.5 at 951. July soybeans down 3¾ at 961¼, and new crop November 957¼ down 4.5. Meal market currently down about $2.40 a ton at 315.40, and soybean oil up 24 at 3208 per pound. Chicago wheat up 3¾ at 412.5. New crop July 430 up 3. Kansas City wheat's up 5¼ at 417¼ basis to May, and July is at 430 up 5¼ as well. Minneapolis wheat also advancing up about 6½ basis to July at 551. Crude oil market down about a dime at 49.46 a barrel basis to June. As we mentioned earlier, the dollar trade is firming a little bit. EIA will publish updated weekly numbers, inventory numbers in just a little bit, which may give the market a little bit of additional direction. Weekly charts trying to turn a little bit more constructive, but in our view, the positive spin may need a few more weeks to develop. Profile is the inside week up in corn, beans, and wheat, leading us the advance to a struggling bean market. Keep in mind that soybean exports begin to struggle as South American beans work their way into the export channels. And repeating that there were no export sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, which is a little bit of a disappointment. Going forward, weather is probably the growing feature. Wetter weather forecasts in the mix may give a little bit of a slowdown to the planting progress. Some areas around us are advancing nicely, but peripheral areas have been struggling. Thanks, Brian. We hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot for joining us. Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, checking in on the commodity markets here on Wednesday morning. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, today mostly cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 72 degrees. We could see some heavy rain this evening, south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with a low of 48 degrees, southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a few rain showers possible in the morning, a bit cooler with a high of 60 degrees. Then mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 48, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain on Friday, and a high of 68 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. 72 degrees at 9:01.